What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some man you just can't reach.
Live from at least 6 feet away, it's the Spike on the Mic Show. Now here is your host, Spike.
It's Spike Tick 1, Spike Tick 2, Spike Tick 3. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to, I like that part, another award-deserving episode of the Spike on the Mic Show. I am ecstatic, I am elated, and I am another E-word. Experienced. I don't know what it starts with an E. That we have a full crew here today. Everybody here is. The resistance is full today. It's going to be a lot to fight with. So let's get ahead and start the show. I can't do this alone. I won't do this alone. I need my brethren here and my sisterins. So let me introduce the resistance fighters and the crew. The man putting the sounds through your eardrums. He is the one. He is the only. PW is PW. How you sticking?
I'm sticking to my story.
Hey, since you're the only one can talk right now, am I talking real fast?
No. You can never... Okay. Now, on radio, you can never talk too fast.
So not true. Okay, anyway.
No, it's totally true.
We're here, ladies and gentlemen, for one reason and one reason only. He is the voice of reason. Voice of reason, how you sticking? Billy, show me your sign.
Of course, yeah. Gosh.
Well, everybody else should be unmuted now because I'm always like the guinea pig. I'm sticking like a guy who's really looking forward to today's show. I understand we have more interesting topics than we normally have.
Yeah, really. And we're bringing back an old goody but Grady.
An old Grady but Grady.
You know what I'm talking about.
I know, but we got to move on to the next person, Spike.
Okay, well, that's right, because this guy is always on remote locations. And now he's in Saddlebrook somewhere. This is the Hanging Chad. Hanging Chad, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like a guy who's been reminded that I am not the reason we're here.
No chance to reply.
All my hanger wingers.
You've been waiting this long to reply.
Wait a minute. All my hanger wingers out there. Which are Hanging Chad fans would beg to differ.
All right.
Wait a minute. You
hanger have wingers?
Hanger wingers.
You have an army Hanging Chad?
Yeah.
Yeah. And our motto is, how's it hanging? I'm getting t-shirts.
Okay. And also, speaking here, the guy here is early and he's just dropped. He may be still here. This is the one who usually comes in right about now. He's the gas man. Gas man, how you sticking?
Hey, am I still here?
Yes, you are.
Still here.
Hey. Yeah, I'm sticking like with protection. See, I shaved everything, so
yeah, you look good.
I'm trying to be incognito.
Yeah, I almost didn't recognize.
Yeah, I've never seen this beautiful baby face before.
I've never seen you this neato.
Yeah,
I know. I got to change it up every once in a while.
It's like he was born yesterday.
So I'm all good.
All right. Well, speaking of beautiful faces and all good, let's go ahead and bring in some XY chromosomes, ladies and gentlemen. Let's bring in some of those X and some Y's chromosomes. We have to be quiet right now because one of the chromosomes is in a place where she has to be real professional. She's working, but that's okay. She's still here. She is one and the only Miss Billy. Miss Billy, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like somebody that didn't know that Chad was in Saddlebrook.
You never know. You can't trust the Hanging Chad.
Where is Saddlebrook?
Outside of Tampa.
It's not where you are.
Yeah.
Not where you are.
But now everybody knows. And also, continuing on with the beautifulness, this is another one that we don't have to be quiet because she's usually here right on time. I'm digging the commitment. This is the lovely, the talented Miss Kimberly. Miss Kimberly, how you sticking?
Like somebody who also needs quiet.
Oh,
I'm very tired.
Hungover. Yeah.
Someone else
smells like hungover.
Too much.
Someone else is a hanger winger.
Well, I'm going to join you later on as part of being hungover. So, ladies and gentlemen, you have just heard from all the resistance fighters. We have a full.
You skipped somebody. P Dub, didn't you?
No,
we started with him.
You know the order,
remember?
Just hey, boys.
Yeah,
you know. I was sticking to my story.
Ladies last.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
The football signal is up behind.
Okay. How?
I think it's a little sexist.
Yeah.
PW, what'd you say? Well, yeah.
I said that I was sticking to my story.
That was it?
That was it.
Hey, voice of reason.
Voice,
you remember when your thing was muted, so you didn't probably hear it.
Oh, yeah. That's right. That's right. I couldn't hear it. The microphone was off.
Voice of reason. I felt like you had that shirt since you were 5 years old. You look like a sailor.
Okay.
No, he looks like juicy fruit gums, a stick of juicy fruit gums.
That's what it is. Whatever it is. Okay, so listen.
It takes 40 years off.
We can have a team meeting right now.
Yeah. All right.
Great. So, in public.
It supposed to be away from the public ears?
All right. Nobody's listening.
Let's just see how it goes.
A team meeting.
Okay.
Okay, team meeting. First of all, team.
Yes.
Team.
I am not sexist.
You're right.
Okay.
Now that problem solved.
Yeah. Now that you've mansplained that.
Mansplained it. If you let the women go first one day, they would be so confused.
Yeah. No, but listen. Okay. Here's this. I'm not sexist, but you guys were made out of ribs.
Yeah.
So that's the views of Spike and the Mike does not reflect the views of everyone. The views of,
exactly, yes, man. I'm right there with it. The views of this show are not mine.
Okay. Did everybody just
backpedaling for someone else?
Did everyone just quit? I'm the only one. Am I the only one still here? Did everybody just leave?
We turned around.
Yeah. Hey,
there's freedom of religion in this country.
You know, why can't you get the McRib all year long?
Because you gotta get them last.
It's a government conspiracy. I'm not a conspiracy theorist,
I'm funny.
You can't get it all year because it would make everything so good.
Every year, my dad says that. Every year, my dad's really pissed when the McRib goes away.
It keeps the country in chaos. That's why.
It's
because nothing could possibly be better than extruded pork.
Oh, man.
What?
Allegedly.
Right.
Allegedly.
Extruded
pork.
What is that the word of the day?
That's when that pork just comes out.
Ground up and reconstituted pork.
Ew. Yeah. I'd say alleged
a little bit denser in some places.
I think it would be alleged pork, yes.
Yeah.
It's just McRib. Nobody says pork.
It's simulated
ribs. Right.
Is it like reformed hot dog patties?
But it is delicious. I love me a McRib.
Yeah. Exactly. All right, this is not part of the show, Pearl.
Oh, it isn't?
I thought we went from one end to
come up with a winner.
Yeah, we didn't even do topic changing yet. We
hot dog patties.
Spike.
This is our
sample society. The McRib conspiracy theory.
Yeah. Look, we already did.
Society, man.
We already did the word of the day, extorted. We can skip that.
Extorted.
Exactly.
Extorted?
No, extruded.
Extruded. Whatever it was.
Extruded.
McRib conspiracy theory.
Extruded.
Hey, Billy, give us a
McScruded.
Billy.
McScruded, yeah.
McScruded.
All right, we did the whoop whoop. We don't have to do that.
Right. Okay, here, team meeting again. Team meeting.
Team meeting. Coffee.
Oh, my God.
Team meeting.
You're killing me.
We got to get this damn thing on the track.
Please make me a coffee.
Yeah, people, it's confusing. People can understand what we're saying. So, listen, punish in private, praise in public. You guys are all doing a great job.
Thank you. I would like a coffee.
Until the show's over, and then we're going to have a discussion.
I'm going to text Bryony Man and tell him you need coffee.
Oh, nice idea.
He's tilling a field. Like I'll a take block a
cafe away. Wait a minute. He's tilling a field right now?
What is this, 1812?
He's far away. Without me. No, he's not.
Listen.
This Wait, is a Brawny Man out there show. Plowing
he
right now?
He is not tilling my field on camera. Him.
Oh my God. This might be the best growing show ever.
Growing.
First of all,
growing coffee. I am growing coffee at the community garden.
I am not sexist. I am not sexist, but how can he plow the fields without putting the yoke on the woman's back?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh my God. No.
The views of Spike on the mic are not the views of everyone on the show.
Yeah, the views of Spike my show are not the views of Gasman and Hang Chad.
Or Radio Safety.
Somebody, please.
I see how it is.
Scooters. Or get off the couch.
I see how it is.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear you.
Just talking over you. Because
I said take the shovel out of his hand.
Okay, hold on a second. Y'all realize we all talking at once, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a hot
Which
mess.
Is rude when the ladies are talking. Y'all be quiet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dang.
All right.
All right.
Need no team meeting? Do we need no team meeting?
No, I think we need to move on with some of our regular things.
Yeah. I think the show's almost over.
Yeah, really. For our introduction, hey, man, I would say this is a caller-driven show where you guys can call in and drive the show.
But please, I don't think somebody needs to.
But you can call 813-699-3900, 813-699-3900. And let's do the sponsors real quick. We need to fly.
The Spike and the Mike Show is brought to you by SavingMyFoot.com. Manage your health, eat healthy, know your numbers, get off the couch. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you entertaining talk and cool blues 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And by MOA Capital Mortgages of America, helping clients with their mortgage needs by providing a complete mortgage analysis and checkup for purchases and refinances. And by RadioSt.Pete.com and its sister station, Sunshine 96.7 FM, bringing you the best in local music and entertainment. And by Pisces Design Fashion Studios. If you don't have a look, we'll give you one. Visit us on Instagram at Pisces Design Studios.
Welcome to Hooters!
Politically incorrect since 1983.
The official home of race fans.
All right, now we got that out of the way.
All right, yeah.
Next thing, we have to do this because we are an award deserving show, so we have to get back on track. Because if you were listening for the first 10 minutes, thank you. thank you. it was award deserving. All right, so now next thing we have to do, we have to give what I like to call the cow chip news of the day. All right, cow chip news is what when we talk about things that go around the water cooler that make the people go, I did not know that, and that's good to know. It's one of those three E's, the enlightenment, the education, and the informative, whatever the
no,
word.
No, Eggo waffles.
Yes, really. All right, so here's the cow chip news of the week. And everybody knows that, but in March 7th of 1876, Alexander Graham Bell successfully received his patent for the telephone. Everybody knows that. And he secured the rights for his discovery. And only days later, he made the first telephone call to his partner by the name of Thomas Watson. That's not the cow chip news. Oh. The cow chip news is that the cow chip research and recovery department learned that Alexander Graham Bell, the guy who invented the telephone.
Did not.
No, he did.
No, he didn't.
Well, no, he did.
Well, who did?
He grabbed the patent.
He invented the phone. But here's the cow chip news of that. He refused to keep a telephone in his study because he feared it would interfere with his work.
Cow chip news.
And now we have come full circle. These things here.
Two phones with me right now, my office phone and my cell phone.
Right.
So isn't that ironic that the cow, where are you people? The guy who invented telephone refused to own one in his particular study or use it.
My God.
Voice of reason, you want to expound on something?
I've got another coincidence associated with that.
Okay.
When people used to call you, a bell would ring on your telephone.
No.
And
Alexander
bell.
Graham Bell. And bell would ring. That's quite a coincidence, don't you think?
Cow chip. Boom. Mine is bloated.
All right.
And watts. Yeah. And watts. They used watts to transmit the voices over the wire. Watson.
Hey, let's go ahead and do the big A word of the day.
Oh, dear.
I'm walking in the office right now. Lord.
Ooh, ooh. Ooh, I can't do it really loud.
Okay, yeah, that was a tad. But yeah. Okay, here we go. The big A word of the day is what I try to educate the resistance fighters and all our listeners. So once a week, we'll give out a word, and you tell us whether you know what it is, yes or no. You will reveal the big A word at the end of the show, if we remember. We're going to play it three times. Here is the big A word of the day.
If we remember.
Really.
Besotted. Besotted.
Yes.
Besotted.
Besotted. Besotted.
Here, I'm going to type it in the chat. It's B. Oh, that's not the right thing. Here, go to the chat.
Besotted.
B-E-S-O-T-T-E-D.
Yes.
Correct?
Correct.
Besotted.
Besotted.
And I'm going to give you a hint.
Okay. Yeah.
A hint. It's not like you putting your sod in your grass and you did it yesterday. You didn't say I just sod in my grass.
Oh, man. I thought I knew.
So that's
me. So too.
I'm like, damn, that's like sod, like plants and stuff.
Yeah. Serious.
All right. When that's at the end of the day, hold on a second. Let's go around the room. Voice of reason. You know what beside it means?
No. I don't.
PWs. Do you know what beside it means?
I have no idea. You know, I thought I knew. I thought it was, you know, the sod thing. But no.
I just wanted to, okay. So now, not that I'm a sexist. Billy, do you know what the beside of the word is? I mean, you know what beside
it means? I do know what it means.
Oh, my
yes.
God.
Oh, and Kimberly's?
I think so. I Ooh. Think so.
Oh, how about you, Hanging Chad?
Yes. You left your shoes beside the couch.
It's not in the grass. You're right. All right. And gas man, you.
No idea. I thought it had something to do with plants, like sod and all that stuff. So, no, no idea.
Got it. Okay. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go ahead and reveal what the big A word of the day is at the end of the show. Again, if I remembered it. Remember this. So, this is a go ahead.
Did PW's going away from his desk thing always say bathroom break, or is that a new development?
No, it's
I was there for a couple of weeks.
It's 2 weeks now. One or 2 weeks.
Please, if the first
noticed.
Time you've noticed it, then that's probably
literally
the first
just
time it's
noticed.
Okay,
that's
so
hilarious.
Okay, team.
So Billy, you're perfect. So yeah. Since you just noticed it today, it started today.
It started today.
I love that
I think
there's
so
an American
there
Indian on there.
I haven't noticed it before either, but
team meeting.
I like the team meetings.
Really? No, there's. You're not supposed to have team meetings.
I know, but I like them.
During the show. Not yeah, during really. The show.
Yes. Do we need to warn PW?
Dad, can you and I put our heads together?
Get back to the team meeting.
No, for me, it's beard and bald head right now.
Which side?
Okay, wait a minute.
It's opposite of what you think.
You oh, guys, gosh, man. We're having a team meeting.
The studio audience. The audience.
We're having a team meeting.
Yes, sir, my leader. What would you like to impart?
What's on the agenda?
Children.
Did I miss anything?
No.
You would try to have a team meeting, but
I'd like to impart. Before you go on a road trip, go to the bathroom before you leave the house.
Yes, that's what I was going to say. Do we need to start? We need to start telling people before you get in the car, go take a bathroom break.
Before you leave, go. Before you leave, simply go.
I'm simply beside myself.
Maybe that was just my house. I don't know.
This is the reason we're here is for topic-changing music. Oh. Topic-changing music.
Here we go. This must be the very first topic on the Spike and the Mike Show.
Wow,
we got Spike.
All right. I like to call this topic here, years and years of training. Damn right I'm an athlete.
Years and years of training. Damn right an athlete.
All right, so
athlete.
Guys, do you think these, I'll ask the question once we get into the story. All right, so in May 17th through the 19th, there's this championship that goes on, that's going on in Australia, in Hallsberg, Australia, in Hangar Number 7. There are a total of 116 insert air quotes here, pilots from 60 countries around the world. They're doing a competition here. This is the Red Bull Paper Wings Paper Plane.
I read about this.
Final championship.
Okay.
Question. They have two categories. One is the distance throwing, and the other one is the hanging the air time.
There's actually three. There's three
the
categories.
One was jumping around. That one didn't excite me. But
so it doesn't count.
Yeah, it didn't count.
Jumping around.
So listen, two questions to the resistance fighters. Are these people considered athletes? And the second question is, are they considered pilots? Now, let me explain, do some more on the story here. The story says that the pilots quickly go to work, and what they have to do, they grab a red sheet, a piece of paper, which is distributed to them at the tournament. It's an A4 piece of paper. They have to fold it. You can't cut it, rip it, glue it, or staple it. You have to fold it into some aerodynamic shapes, and then in order to be eligible for this competition.
Mm-hmm.
They kick off the competition by eliminating people. Only the top 15 in each category advances. And the categories, like I say, distance throwing, where they try to, it's self-explanatory.
Yeah, we got it.
Which paper plane can fly the longest. And also airtime, which one can stay in the air the longest.
Yeah. Furthest along.
Right. Question. Now,
got it.
Do you guys consider this a sport? Are these athletes, and would you allow them to be called pilots? And I'll start out with you then, Hanging Chad.
I think they're pilots. This is like Top Gun, some serious stuff. And you don't got the need for speed. And I hope they wear aviator glasses when they're throwing their paper airplanes.
Away to the
paper zone. The paper zone.
Paper zone, yeah. Oh, nice.
Oh, my God, that's so perfect. Oh, please God, tell me they play that at the competition.
All right,
yeah.
Serious. All right, so Kim Lee, since you're speaking, how do you feel about the two categories, things I mentioned?
The ancient definition of athlete is a person who competes for a prize. Bam.
Ooh. Oh, my God, we're all athletes. We've all played bingo.
Yeah, really. So do they qualify as pilots?
I guess so, right? Because they are forming the paper in such a way that they're expecting it to make certain maneuvers. So, yeah.
All right. Okay. Miss Kimberly, you said you saw the story, the article. What is your opinion?
No, my name's Billy.
I'm sorry, Miss Billy. Miss Billy. Yeah, I was looking. Your camera moved over there. So, what, you consider them pilots, athletes, and what was the second thing I asked? Yeah, the third thing. Anyway. You mean what I asked?
Yeah.
Yes. I do believe that they're athletes because if you think about it, a shot putter is an athlete. He's just throwing something. So the same reason a paper airplane flyer should also be considered to be an athlete. He's throwing. It's a physical activity, right?
Right.
And a pilot.
But cheerleading isn't.
Yes. Cheerleading is considered a sport.
I'm just kidding because people say that.
Oh, that drives me nuts. Okay, so, and yes, I do think they should be called pilots because the definition of a pilot is somebody who operates an aircraft.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, that was 2 points.
Or a ship.
points by Billy and Kim for the definitions. All right. So voice of reason, what say you?
They should only be considered pilots if it's divided into two man teams. One is an engineer who designs and constructs the plane. God. And the other one is the one who actually flies the plane.
Jeez.
So if it's two man's team, pilot. It may, I think.
No. I think one guy could be both of those people.
Yeah, but not, then he's not just a pilot. He's an engineer, pilot.
He didn't. The question wasn't, is he just a pilot?
He's not.
The question is he a man or a woman?
Should he be called a pilot? I believe the question was, should he be called a pilot?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. I'm sorry. What did you say? What did you say, Chad?
The question that seems to be, is he a man or a woman?
We're going
to
need another team meeting. Yes, man. What say you on this?
If this is the Red Bull flu tag, we me and you have a mutual friend who've done that.
Yeah.
When you build a plane and you dive it off. So, yes, you can be a pilot if you construct it and pilot it for like 2 seconds.
All right. PWs?
I agree totally with Billy. She spoke for me.
You know what I love about this group? We will not give pilot wings to someone who's paid to go into space, but we will give pilot wings to someone who has folded a piece of paper in such a way that it looks like an airplane.
You know, wouldn't you give wings
you
to somebody?
Damn
that,
right.
I would.
Yeah, give no. We did have the topic.
And this group was
the people that went up with Bezos.
Yes. We're like, they're not.
They were not operating.
Oh, see, yeah. All right, now we're going to argue.
Fold the rocket.
Yeah.
They were not operating the aircraft. They were passengers.
Yeah.
My grandchildren have won awards.
This group right here.
In Southwest to Pittsburgh doesn't make me.
Oh, my God. They're still
pilot.
On it. They're still on it.
Yeah. Okay. So you flew to Hawaii once. Does that make you a pilot?
Yes.
You were the passenger on a commercial airplane.
I still deserve wings.
You know what? They better not give me one of those napkins with my drink, and I better not fold a paper airplane while riding on a plane to Hawaii,
right.
Because I will
that
get that plane
a pilot.
As a pilot.
If you threw the airplane, on inside the cabin of the commercial
then
airliner,
I'm a pilot.
That would
okay.
make you a pilot.
Okay,
yes.
Time out.
Somebody say Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh.
Pilots.
Woo-hoo.
All right, go ahead, Kim. You just finna say something?
No.
Okay, well, here, I got to say this. Okay, so let's say Hanging Chad is on a plane to Hawaii.
Okay.
You'll never see me again.
The pilot on the plane passes out.
Right.
Hanging Chad folds a piece of paper into a plane.
Right.
And they say, is there a pilot on the plane?
Yes. He qualifies.
Yeah, I'd be like, no.
Wait.
This is just a toy.
Spike, that was excellent. I just want to say
that. Spike, that might be
that
the funniest excellent. Thing that you have ever said on the show.
It was just so awesome. Mm, okay, well, to finish up the pilot thing, I mean,
it's man is still
airplane.
Trying to surrender.
Yeah. Somebody said Pittsburgh, so when it's at Pittsburgh, I had to put a terrible towel out.
You had to.
Yeah.
It's
really.
A rule.
Do you have that no thing choice. With you all the time?
It's a rule.
Okay, so.
Yeah, it's in my room. I always have it. Of course.
So I know you guys are dying to know the results of this paper airplane championship.
Oh, we are.
So,
championship.
Go Steelers.
In the furthest throwing of the paper plane, some got they get first, second, and third places. Lazar Konchonk from Siberia, he won by throwing this thing 61 meters.
Wow, that's pretty far.
He was from Siberia?
Yes.
Is that cold place?
Yes.
It's cold place.
That's like from here.
I'm just thinking like with the wetness and the dampness of the paper, right, like how to get good at
how
this.
How did he get, right?
He wadded it up in a small bowl. Ball.
And he just threw it.
Like, how do you throw a paper airplane in an igloo?
Yes. Okay. Okay. Speaking of that, okay. In second place came Yuching Sung from Germany. He threw his 57 meters. And then in third place was Abdulzala. This dude, he threw it
Abdulzala, this dude?
Yeah, his last name is way out there.
All three so, respectable distance.
In case you guys are wondering, the American Dylan Rubel.
All right, Dylan, this is only
he came in 12th. He threw it maybe 42. Well, not 40. He threw it 42 millimeters.
That's pretty good.
Millimeters?
No. Hey,
for a short guy, we measure in millimeters.
Well, that's what this thing said, 42.9 millimeters. All right, and it's for the hang time competition.
All right.
Ramon Muhammad Usla Sadiq from Pakistan. Yeah. He threw his airplane in the air and it hung out there for 14 seconds.
That's fabulous.
That's pretty good. That's long for an airplane flight. That's longer than a flight to Hawaii.
Okay.
All right, so long, Bill.
Wait, for good, Billy? No.
Thanks for straightening that up.
It depends on how long it takes. With the, they're bringing me somebody to do their financial aid
thing.
Okay. Torture.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, let us listen in. Let us listen in.
They've been in.
Yeah, we can all learn.
No.
Right, so, anyway, okay, sorry, partner. Wait, she's going to miss out on
this thing. Is that code for a pelvic exam?
Oh, it does. Yeah, I'm good.
I told her it looked like she's at the doctor's office. Just sit back and relax.
This is why we award
this. She's doing the show from... the lady off.
Yeah. You're right, Spike. This is why we're award-deserving.
Award-deserving. All right, so anyway, the guy hang time was 14 seconds. Esteban from China was 12. Dimitri.
China? Yes, Esteban. It sounds Chinese.
Chinese.
Let's be right. I can't tell if he's ad-libbing these.
Yeah, these names are crazy, so I'm just...
Oh, my God. Yeah.
He just right. makes one up.
So here's the thing that really stuck in my craw. It's like, man, I should have got in this doggone thing because
you should have.
The guy that came in last place for the hang time paper plane.
Preview.
2 seconds.
2 seconds, man. So he threw it right into the ground.
Yeah. And he came in last. I'm like, I could at least came in last.
Next to last, yeah.
Anyway, and the winners get a chance to go flying with the world-renowned the Flying Bulls. So,
nice, yeah.
Yeah, they're like the blue people,
the Blues Angels, the Blue Angels.
Yeah, they like them, but they're Red Bulls.
So wait, they're gonna let them fly with them?
Yeah, that
sounds like fun.
They're pilots. They could sit up front.
Really. Voice of Reason, say what you.
You know what they call the person who comes in last place in a paper airplane contest?
Uh-oh.
Pilot.
Yes.
Pilot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Why are y'all saying, yeah?
Well, because, you know, we already established
that. He landed the plane.
It's a takeoff on the old thing, you know, what they call the person that came last in medical school.
Right.
Doctor.
Yeah.
Okay.
He made it
a 2 second flight. Now right. I'm a pilot.
All right. Let's do topic changing music.
Oh, my God.
They were pilots after they folded.
All right. Here comes another topic that's probably better than the last topic.
Another crafting topic.
It's definitely better. I was at Michael's the other day. No.
Seriously,
oh, nice. No. Oh, gosh. You could have gone longer with that one.
Yeah, you could have. I would have.
I'm so tired.
Lipsticks are so expensive.
Actually, we're bringing back an oldie but goodie. This PW is, we're going to do the B report.
Oh, the B report. I don't have the B report theme music, so I'll do this instead.
We'll make it up.
All right, here is the B report.
Hold on a second. Team meeting. Stop. Team meeting.
What?
Okay.
We talked about this before the show started because you said you had the music.
I did, but I told you that I didn't have it ready. Oh, you thought all this time that we were doing the show, I was getting it ready?
No, I thought maybe it was like... Button.
He does have a lot of buttons.
I wish I had a button.
I knew it was in the other room.
All right, here's the theme song again.
I don't know where does it, but this is, ladies and gentlemen, this is the B report.
Elephant starts with a B.
Yeah, B report. PW, not PW.
It's the elephant.
Voice of Reason. Give us your B report.
All right. You know, the best part of the report is Folgers in your cup.
Oh, yes.
I want coffee so bad. Why
oh, man.
I think I'm just going to say it. I've got bees now, and maybe I'll be able to do a bee reports in the future. I did get stung 3 times today by the same bee.
Nice.
Took a shower. Apparently, I had a bee on my pants that went into the bedroom with me. When I got out of the shower, I came in to put on a pair of pants, and I got stung 3 times by the same bee, once on the middle of my leg, once on the top of my foot. And then after I scratched the stinger off my foot, the stinger went up a little higher on my foot and stung me a third time. Stinger itself.
So what are you doing in there?
But
still, you're huge, right?
I'm just glad it went down and not up.
Yeah, yeah. Considering that I'd just taken a shower and had just shaken out my pants. Could have been much worse.
You know what happens when he shakes out his pants?
Mm. All right, well,
bees. Everybody gets bees.
Well, normally the bee report is a little bit more exciting.
Yeah, yeah. I've got a lot of good bee stuff for you, but without the music.
Well, I could have gone bzz, bzz, bzz all the time you were talking.
This part of the show is right up there with whoop, whoop. I don't know.
There he is. All right, so topic changing, music.
Now we're going to have a real topic, not this ridiculous bee report.
All right, now this topic I like to call, what would you do?
What would you do?
You guys remember the last time we did the topic?
You guys remember? Oh, that's not the topic. Okay.
Last time we did a topic about where will you put the thing down for you at the grocery store?
Yeah.
Yeah. I did that this week.
Yeah. Putting the thing down at the grocery store.
Yeah.
I did that this week.
Right. One here, what would you do? Okay. I stopped at a 7-Eleven the other day to get a hot dog. Well, I stopped at 7-Eleven. I walked inside, and then I got some Gatorade, and I got a hot dog. And the lady was behind the counter. I told her I wanted the hot dog, so she went over there to get it, and she was on her cell phone.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Taking her sweet bejesus time.
Talking,
child, I can't wait to get out of here. I'll be off in about 4 hours, and I'm watching her take forever. And as she did that, other customers were coming in, and they're standing there lining up, and she's still just, her back was to us. And she's trying to get the bread for the hot dogs and just not doing, just in no type of hurry because she'll get off for another 4 hours.
Pirouette and walk out.
Question to the resistance fighters. What would y'all do right there? And Voice of Reason just gave us an example. What would you have done, Voice of Reason?
I wouldn't have done it. I would have waited, but it would have been cool to just for you to pirouetted and walked out the door.
All right.
Where's the guy who I wanted the hot dog?
Serious. All right, Kimberly, what would you have done?
What?
You should have thrown up on the countertop.
What is that?
That's what I would have done, right behind her head.
Okay. Both of y'all don't understand the results of what the results would have happened out of that. But anyway,
she would have noticed there was somebody behind her.
Oh. Okay, yeah. You could be like, excuse me.
And a diseased person, so she got out of there fast.
Whoa. Gas man, what would you have done with that situation?
If she took too long, I'd have been like, I would just bailed out somewhere else. If it took too long, she's on the phone. More concerned with a phone call than my hot dog, I would have had to go. I'm out.
Oh, wait, this is the person who was making it, not somebody who was making it for herself.
No, she was making
it.
She
was making it for you.
She was getting it for you.
Oh, then no, scratch the cough. I misunderstood.
Okay. So now
what would you have done? I still need coffee, man. What would I, the same thing I would have said later.
Later. All right. Hanging Chad?
I know what you're talking about because I've walked into a 7-Eleven and I've seen the little hot dogs and they have like churros and they're all like on those rollers and they've been rolling. And I'm like, how long has that hot dog been rolling? How many days has that the hot dog? First of all, I'd have to be real hungry to get a hot dog.
From a 7-Eleven.
7-day rolling hot dog.
Everybody does.
You gotta be starving. They roll for about 7 to 11 days. And then someone actually ends up buying. So you'd have to pay me. Excuse me, ma'am. You're going to have to turn around and pay me to buy this 7 to 11 day rolled hot dog.
So you get into all that. You know,
I agree.
AWS, what say you?
I'm with Chad. Totally. I could never eat a hot dog from 7-Eleven.
Windows. It might be good if you want to lose weight.
Oh, yeah, then I would. Yeah, then I would, because I'd be puking for the rest of the day. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Nah. Listen, when did you guys get all hypalutin? And
listen, there are better places to get hot dogs. Trust me. I will send you some places.
Nathan's famous.
I'm right there. I'm at the 7-Eleven. I got gas. Walkie-talkie.
7-Eleven hot dog.
And a t-shirt. So I would get some dinner, too.
7-Eleven hot dogs are delicious.
You know, Chad.
Yes. Damn right. They got way better. 7-Eleven has pizza now. 7-Eleven has pizza now.
Pizza and chicken wings.
There's a better place to eat.
Chad came up with
the idea. They got wings too. 7-Eleven got chicken wings.
Chad
man.
Came up
chicken
with the idea.
Chad came
pizza
up with
wings. Churros.
Treat it like
wait, I
want to
hear this. What?
Right, yeah, hold on a second. One at a time. Hold on a second. Let's hear this. Go ahead, boys.
Chad came up with the idea for hot dog patties, which is a great idea to me because you can use regular bread for it. You don't have to have like a specialized little bun or anything. You have these hot dog patties that you can use between two slices of bread. So Chad seems to know a lot about hot dogs. Where do I go to get these hot dog patties?
Just buy hot dogs, and before you bust open the plastic, you get a sledgehammer and you flatten it in the plastic.
Oh, yeah.
And then you open it, and it's an open hot dog.
Myth.
Patty. Okay.
Wait. Myth. What about like a spreadable?
I like the idea.
Oh, yeah. Hot dog paste.
So sick.
I like the idea of preformed hot dog.
Hot dog paste.
Bologna.
Hot dog paste.
Called bologna.
You know, I actually bologna. Think there is something like that.
Oh, I hope so.
Like in a
bologna.
Like it's called Met. Yeah.
I own a hot dog toaster.
Wait a minute, hold on a second. Go back to you. Hanging chat. What are you over there singing down there, gas man? Singing the menu from
No, bologna. Hot dog sandwich is called bologna. My bologna has That's bologna.
Okay. That's right. Oh, I think you're right. There is a hot dog patty, and it's bologna.
Yeah.
Bologna. That's it. There you go.
Now, I guess I never put that together.
If you guys do any research, you'll know that the hot dog and the sausages at 7-Eleven are made, they're shipped in from some gourmet supplier.
Oh, these things,
they're premium hot dogs. They're good. I was there.
Yeah, they are.
I was there hungry, and I was getting, you know, you buy one, get one free. So I was getting two. It was sausages, actually, hot dog sausages. But the girl was taking 7-Eleven, and I was starving. And people were lining up. And again, if I would have left like you guys would have, then
you would have still been hungry.
I still have been hungry, and the people in the register in the 7-Eleven would have still been there waiting.
Yeah.
But I said, this is what I did, which I think it makes me a gentleman and a scholar. I said, and here I am. These guys here are in a hurry, so I can wait on my hot dog. You help ring them up.
There you go.
Yep.
Okay.
That's a cool solution.
Yeah. And then
put everyone in front of yourself.
Right.
Like, that's
but
awesome.
Then she turned around and said, ooh. She turned around and said, ooh. And then the people at the restaurant, in the standing line said, no, you go ahead. So then she brought my hot dog sooner. So.
Yeah.
Well, that was
correct
clever.
Answer. Yeah.
You pulled yourself over as a baby face and not a heel. Congratulations.
Did you
You're so good at manipulating
yourself? I just would have been a biatch.
Yeah. Well, and I was saying, then that would have just made the things even worse or just badder.
Yeah. But not worse.
You actually sacrificed yourself for the greater good.
My question, did she get off of the phone or did she still stay on the phone? Did she get off
did
of the phone?
Did she do the shoulder thing? She put her phone here.
Yeah.
She's
looking on the shoulder and stopped talking. So like,
well, there you go.
Yeah, does that consider herself off the phone?
Kind of.
No.
Yeah, I guess she took care of you and the customers. Yeah, I guess.
Whatever her friend calls it. Hey girl, what you doing? Making this man a hot dog.
Doing my man some wieners.
I'm making it. He looks hungry, yo.
Okay, question. Why y'all thought the girl was tall?
Yeah, she sounded.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you know? How do you know the girl that he did was tall?
Right.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like a typical girl.
Chad, do the voice again.
I'm getting some wieners. For this man.
Yeah.
For me, it is.
I'm busy with some customers right now. But I want you to know that.
Oh, yeah.
Lord.
That they're, she sounds Norwegian.
Okay, that's much better.
I want you to know that they're not that important to me. That you mean much more to me than any customer ever could.
Could, yeah.
Okay, all right, topic changing music.
Thank you.
All right, here we go with another topic.
Damn, boy,
hopefully it's different than the topic we just had.
I'd like to call this topic, My Name is Sarah Connor. May I help you?
My name is Sarah Connor. Can I help you?
Right. And this is probably going to hit home closely to the hanging, to Gads, man, because he has his fear. So do you guys know about this? I was in Applebee's in Brandon.
Okay.
And I heard about this, but I've never seen it. There's this robot by the name of Bella that is a fast, casual server there. It's actually a little robot that it takes your order, it sits people, and it brings dishes to your thing. So the
it brings dishes to your thing?
It brings food to you, to your table.
Oh.
So what happened, this thing cost $10,000, and the manager bought this robot, and we call it Bella. And because he said they were having a hard time finding servers and waitresses, people to come and work there. And he said,
right.
Yeah, this robot thing there, they thought it was a big investment, but it has saved them a lot of time and a lot of money because, stupid cliche here, he's, now let me transition to the story that I'm reading on here. He said that the robots don't call in sick. Duh. And he says it's always on time and it's responsible. Now, question to the resistance fighters. Two questions. How do you guys feel about the self-checkout lines? And the second question, how do you feel about these robots now becoming our waitresses and waiters?
Oh, God.
And I started with you, PWs.
I absolutely hate it.
Make sure you work.
That's
found.
Right. That's it. I just hate it.
Okay. Voice of reason?
Does the robot know how to bat its eyes or anything? Like make it kind of like an event for you? Like
no.
Spoken like a true Hooters.
You mean show cleavage?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't mean true show Hooters, cleavage, but I mean,
customer.
Can you interact with the robot and, say, how you doing? Are you having a nice day?
I don't think so.
Yeah, it wasn't voice activated. I mean, it was yay high. Anyway, and it had trade.
Well, that's going to take off some from the tip. I'm going to tell you right there.
Okay, all right. Miss Kimberly's, how you feel about, first of all, self-checkouts and Bella the Robot?
You know, we keep doing this, replacing labor with robots. In some cases, it's okay. But in other cases, we're going to have to start being prepared to pay people to do nothing. I'm 100% serious.
I volunteer to be paid to do nothing.
Yeah, I want
to
be
paid. March in a grand balloon.
Serious. Mm-hmm. All right. So what was your opinion on the self-checkouts and the Bella thing?
I think it's a bad idea.
You think we're going in a bad direction. All right. How about
it's
you?
It's a very bad direction.
You're hanging, Chad?
I am 100% for it, and it can't come fast enough.
That's right.
I want every family to have their own robot that they can go send to work. And earn that household's income while we actually spend our time living life instead of working our whole life for someone else to get rich.
Oh. Wow. That's what I'm talking about right there.
Yeah, there you go,
actually,
Chad.
He said it even better than me.
I took it a different way. I thought maybe Chad don't like people.
And I don't like people.
Well, he doesn't like people.
Right.
Yeah, really.
The sooner I can live like a Jetson, the better.
All right, Gas Man?
I'm a friend of Sarah Connor. I was told she was here. Can I see her, please?
Yes, really. Because I know you have. I know you're scared of that kind of stuff.
They're going to create a Terminator that's going to kill all of us, for number one. For number two, I don't want to pay for my groceries and then bag them myself. I don't work there. Get out of here.
All right.
They're both bad ideas.
I'm down with that.
Yeah, really. Oh, okay. All right. Well, a quick topic, real quick. Let's do a quick one. I know. Let me give my opinion. I am not down for it, but I hate waiting in line. For this is talking about the self checkout thing. I hate waiting in line, and if I can just go beep 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 and get out of there, yeah. I'm sorry it took somebody out of a job, but that helps me live faster.
Yeah. My thing is you're not going to stop progression, so you might as well not waste your time trying to. Well, eventually, you're going to die, and the people behind you are going to say, you know what? I'm sick of packing my own groceries, or I'm sick of checking out.
Progression's going to happen. My advice, just
try to pay groceries, you're not gonna be and successful. Then I got to check out myself out? Get out of here.
So you might as well just be an adopter,
because so
otherwise
myself
you're just wasting your time.
Yeah.
My advice to Spike is to just fill up your shopping cart and run out the front door.
Yeah, you might as well get to the acceptance stage, because otherwise you're wasting time.
So hey, Chad, let me ask you this. When they invented the airplane, you said, we can get you to Hawaii quicker, or you can just wait on this boat. Would you just said, okay, I'm going to this plane here? Accept the plane, because it's coming.
People work on the plane, man.
I mean, if that's the way travel moves, then yeah, I would say this is the new way to get around. And whether I ride it or not, other people and the way that the world's going to evolve toward that thing, I might as well get to the point where I'm comfortable with it, because I'm not gonna be able to stop it. I can't keep us on horse and carriage. So I might as well get on the plane.
Oh, okay. All right. So like when the man invented shoes, people say, no, man, we got to walk around barefoot so our feet can feel the ground.
You know what this is? This is all rooted in fear. So you really need to control your fear for stuff. Like, just get over it.
It's not about fear. It's about me having to pay for groceries and having a bag on myself. That's not what I go to the grocery store for.
Yeah, it's not my fear. Groceries.
Yeah.
It's human sense of worth and, like,
if you get your sense of worth from working, that's what gives you your sense of worth, and you need to do some more work, because no one should get their sense of worth from working. You should have worth without work. You have worth from just being alive and being.
Hold on, Chad. Can I enjoy my job?
Yeah, you can enjoy it. Yeah, I just don't think you should get any kind of sense of worth from something that can be taken away from you.
Anything can be taken away from you.
Right, but so if you lose your job, your sense of worth should not be shot. You are 100% whether you work or not. Now, you can work and enjoy your job, and that could be the cherry on top, but I'm still 100% if I lose my job.
You ain't worth a damn if you ain't got no job.
That's not true. That's not true.
Hold on a second.
True at all. Yeah.
Chad, okay. Now, this is my
take on it. That's how I think about it.
I mean, everybody has a great take. Do you think that you're worth more, not worth, for lack of a better word, than the guy living under a bridge?
No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is I'm probably with a job just as equally. That doesn't affect me having a job and that guy not having a job doesn't change our equalness and worth.
Yeah, one has nothing to do with the other one.
Right.
All right, Boyce, what are you going to bring it home with?
I'm not bringing it home, but there are people out there that are making sure that you do not enjoy your job. The world is better off without you enjoying your job, and it's their job to make sure that you enjoy it less. That they're working, they get promoted by making it, making you work harder and enjoy your job less. So I think the world is better off if you do not enjoy your job.
I think you were right. I think you were right by it.
Like my job,
not bringing it home.
My job just finances my real life, which happens when I'm not working.
Yeah. This is a good attitude and approach. I'm in agreement with that. But
I'm
going to
get shirts that
I'm not
say,
in agreement.
I'm with Chad.
I'm not.
You finish that sentence, Kim.
Not fair.
I just don't think that. I think we need to be careful, and it has nothing to do with the fear of any kind of automation or innovation. I just think we need to be super careful
of animation
about taking away jobs. But
when you say super careful, then you're thinking of some negative thing that could possibly be coming, which is fear.
proof.
No, it's not fear.
I'm with Chad on that one.
No, it is. It has nothing
the fact
to do
that
with
your head's going there.
It happens. It has to do with growing economic
instability,
sustainability.
And what could happen if we're unstable? Gosh, I'm so scared of that.
Oh. Yeah, well, massive amounts of poor people is bad for everybody.
Well, right. See? But what I'm telling you is that's what I think. It's like being fearful of something.
Well,
of
so
something
we shouldn't
possibly
be afraid
happen.
Of having a lot of poor people?
I think that we should be very careful about making decisions and choices that are fear-driven.
Okay, this is out.
The only thing we have to fear is fear
is
itself.
Fear itself.
Yeah,
yes.
There you go. That
is. Oh, this is what we can do. Stop naming people Sarah.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Then there's no longer
a problem.
Yeah. All that. There'll be no more to... What's the name of that
thing? What's the Sarah thing?
Gas man.
Sarah Connor.
Sarah Connor.
Terminators.
Yeah, we need her for when the robot vacuums rise up.
I definitely do not want a robot to replace me. I don't want to replace... I do not want a robot to replace
me. We have completely devolved.
I would download my personality into some mainframe. I would do it.
Oh my damn! I don't know about you.
I would be like if my arm got chopped off and I got replaced with a metal arm, like a robotic arm. I would consider that an upgrade.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Okay.
I hope so. That'd be great if you did.
Yeah.
Well, let's go ahead and
don't think insurance covers that. Today.
We got to talk about. Do we know what the big A word of the day was?
Oh yeah,
the big A word was
besotted. Besotted.
And
Billy was the only one who claimed she knew it, and she's gone.
Yeah, I was going to say the only person that knew it was Billy, and so.
But I said I thought I did.
Okay, well, what do you thought it was?
It's like enchanted or something like that.
Like a forest?
No, a person being enchanted by other things. Not like a forest.
Charmed or blessed.
Or a castle.
Okay. Gas man?
I had no idea. I never even heard that word before in my life.
Voice of reason?
I've heard the term beseech and besought. It may be that that besought, if you're besought, you're somebody that people are looking for.
Okay.
I think it's when something's next to something for a long enough time that you add ED, it's beside it for a while.
I like that. That's good.
EW, you have a clue?
It's similar to farting.
But it comes out your
besotted. Yeah. Yeah.
That's after you've already done it.
Yeah. ED.
Really? All right, so I'm thinking the word beside it closely resembles what Kim said, but I'm thinking, and tell me if this is close to what you said. It means to strongly be infatuated.
Oh, well, kind of, I guess.
Oh, so yeah.
Is that close to be
maybe?
Besotted? I like that, yeah.
I think I'm not quite right, though.
So I'm besotted by you, too.
Oh,
all
yeah.
Y'all. I'm beside
y'all. Oh,
that's sweet of you to say.
Yeah, it really is. Speaking of what I need to say,
is that a popsicle?
Let's go around the room. Oh. PW, what stuck with you tonight?
What stuck with me tonight is hot dog paste.
Voice of reason, what stuck with you?
Yeah, me too. The idea of having hot dog patties, but it's just baloney.
Okay, gas man, what's stuck with you? It's just baloney.
Yeah, I'm with you. A hot dog baloney hits hot dog patties. It's the same thing.
Jeez. Yeah. Hanging Chad, what's stuck with you?
I need flying cars to hurry up and get here.
Hey,
Kim, I'm ready to live like a Jetson.
Kim, because I am a sexist, what's stuck with you?
I still need coffee.
Oh, poor girl.
What did you do last night?
I got home at 1 a.m. off the plane.
Oh, you a pilot now.
The plane, yeah, Bobby, the plane.
A pilot.
Yeah, she threw a paper plane in the plane.
Serious?
The plane, boss, the plane.
All right, well, I am Spike on the mic, and what stuck with me was that this is an awesome crew. You guys are awesome. I like the way y'all do things. We talk over each other a lot, but I like the way we do it. This is what the Spike on the Mic show is all about. Thank you, PW. Thank you, Hanging Chad. Thank you, Jazz Man. Thank you, the boy named Voice of Reason and the two XY Chromosome. Thank you, Kim. And thank you, Billy. This is Spike on the Mic, and we are out, ladies and gentlemen. One more time. One.